Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right where on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even pride take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. It's good to be able to come back into your home again just to lift up the name of Jesus and just to worship the Lord in spirit and truth. And we just want to thank God for around the world, for the people that's listening and being touched by the broadcasters that we've got. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood reaching the world for God. And this is Blog Talk Radio. So if you gotta want to call in, here's the call-in number for you to call in and join us just to worship with us live on radio. It's 347-308-8524. That number again is 347-308-8524. So call in and join us with us on the Bible Talk Show, and we'll just have a good time. The Lord, just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. We're speaking on the second part of the baptism of the Holy Ghost this week, and we'd like for you just to join us and be with us. And the number again is 347-308-8524. So let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you, God, we ask you, Lord, that you reach out to our Lord, the radio land. Father, you know where they're at. You know what country they're in, and you know where they're at and what they're doing, Father. We just ask you, God, that you will touch every one of them, God. Lord, meet every need that they have. And Father, we ask you, Lord, that you will touch them, God. If it's they need salvation, that you will save them. Lord, if they need have a need that they need met, God, we just ask you, Lord, that you will touch that need, God. Lord, we ask you, Father, that you will heal them that's sick and afflicted. And God, we ask you, Lord, most of all, Lord, give them salvation, God. And Lord, sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Praise God. So here's that number again. You can call in to us at 347-308-8524. So I said we're speaking on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So if you got your Bibles, like to follow along with us and go to the scriptures with us. This is Matthew 3 and 11. John says here, he said, I indeed baptized you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, John was speaking about Jesus was coming on after him, and he was going to be baptizing people with the Holy Ghost. You know, truly all a man can do is just baptize them, just like John just baptized them in the water. But he was preaching and repairing the way and making the way for Jesus to come, telling everybody that there was one coming after him that was more mightier than him, one that would have the power to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. And you know, that's what it's all about today. That's what we're speaking this subject on, is about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, it's very needful in this land that we're in today and any other time. Without the Holy Ghost, you know, we'd be lost. I know that you can get saved, and I know that you need to get saved, and the only way you're going to get to heaven is you got to be saved, but you've got to be saved, you got to be sanctified, and when you get sanctified, then you get filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. John was baptized in the Mire for repentance, and having them to repent of their sins and recognizing that that was the way to for salvation. But he said that there's one coming after me that's more mightier than I, whom shoes I'm not worthy to unlatch. You know, that's something he was telling them there. He said, now, he's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And I thank God today that Jesus is still baptizing people with the Holy Ghost. He's still reaching out there and to them that want to receive the Holy Ghost. He's giving it to them. And we can look here in Mark 1:8. It says, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm glad today that Jesus is still baptizing people in the Holy Ghost. You know, if people would come to him and just ask him for it, you know, I want to say this. Back in 1975, I was seeking God for the Holy Ghost, and a lot of people done like I done. They wire the elders out, just running back to the altar, running back to the altar, and running to the altar, and asking God to baptize them with the Holy Ghost. But, you know, we don't have to beg God, because that is a gift that's given to us, and he give us that gift, and all we've got to do is just go to him and say, Lord, I want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You know, that night when I received the Holy Ghost, after, like I said, I wore the elders out, trying to get on there and trying to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But when I received it, I come to myself that night, speaking in other tongues and running in a circle with about 200 to 300 people there. And I just went up that night just to pray with the rest of the people. I went up there just to seek God, you know, and just to pray and ask God to move and be a blessing to me, and I could be a blessing to him. But I had to get sanctified. I had to, as I told this year a few weeks back in one of the other services, I had to get rid of the cigarettes and things that was in my own life. And when I had done that, then God baptized me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And I tell you what, I've never been the same since then. And God is still baptizing people if they will come to him. In this day that we live in, I know a lot of people says, the Holy Ghost was only for the 12 disciples, but I beg your pardon, my friend, it wasn't just for the 12 disciples. It's for the whole world, as many as the Lord God shall call. If we'll look at it and we'll seek him and we'll find him, we'll find out that he is. We can look here in Acts 2:38, it said, this was Peter talking. They asked Peter a question. Glory, hallelujah. They asked Peter a question. They asked him, said, what can we do to be saved? And Peter told them this. He said, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And you know, I'm glad we're going down into the 39th verse there. And he tells them, he said, this is a promise unto you and to your children, as far off as many as our Lord God shall call. He's still talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. If you would just only repent and get saved, get your sins under the blood, and get sanctified and get washed away and get all the sins washed away out of your life, then this gift, this Holy Ghost, is to you and to me and to the whole world, to anybody and as many as will receive it. You know, people today don't want to receive the Holy Ghost because they're a lot of times they're afraid of it. I know there's people that will absolutely run because you mentioned the Holy Ghost. They've been taught all their life that that's not for us today, that that's just spirit of Satan or something, but they better watch out of the statement that they're making, because when they make them statements like that, they're could be blaspheming against the Holy Ghost. We have a call in here, 573. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is, praise the Lord, greetings everyone in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Evangelist Miller calling from Camden, Arkansas.
Praise the Lord, Brother Miller. We're glad you called in. We're just speaking on the Holy Ghost there tonight and just enjoying, you know, speaking about, you know, people. A lot of people are running from that Holy Ghost. They don't want no part of it, and they say it's not for us today. But, you know, thank God I know that the Holy Ghost, according to the Word, Acts 7 and 51 there, it says, ye stiff necks and uncircumcised in heart and ear, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost as your fathers did, so do ye. You know, Brother Miller, I believe today that the Holy Ghost is more needful now than ever before. I think today that people need to stop and back up and realize, you know, as I was reading up here earlier about in Acts, there about where John baptized with water for the remission of sin, and there's one coming after him that's more mightier than he that was going to baptize with the Holy Ghost. You know, I believe today that God is still baptizing people. To everyone that will reach out there and that will receive him, to them that will accept him and will ask him for it. You know, it's a gift to me and you and to the whole world, even our children and our children's children, if they want to will it and want to receive it. Praise God.
That's right. He said, not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith God.
Amen.
And now we're living in a time, how can you operate in a simple world without the Spirit of God? A lot of people try to, but they fail. It will not work without being baptized in the Holy Ghost and receiving the gift of God. God dwells in anyone that will come into him and sup. And that's what he's looking for. He's looking for some people in this hour, in this day, in this time, that will surrender all and turn from sin and come into the light and into his glory. I remember when Peter and Paul went out amongst the people and was doing God's work even back then, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto you. He was expecting me, was wanting to receive something else, but what they did was turn it around, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Talking about the Spirit of God, talking about the love, talking about the works of the cross that was in them, that come from the foundation of the earth. When God come and got a hold of them, he did a work on them. He changed them from the old man and brought them into the new man, and caused the Spirit to rise up in them. Let me tell you, friends, let me tell you, loved ones, God is not a respecter of person. He'll come upon you as well as he will me. He loves you as much as he does me. What he'll do for one, he'll do for the other. Let me tell you, if you don't have God tonight, God will set over you. All you got to do is create an atmosphere. You have to create it with God as well. And when you create a cross and create a place of repentance and come into his atmosphere, he will come upon you and show you his love and his grace and his mercy that endures forever. Let me tell you, the Bible says that Jesus comes in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And let me tell you, folks, I know that that's true because the Word is not a lie. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will live forevermore. So if you get the Word of God on the inside, it'll want to come out and share and spill over to others. Let me tell you, there's a place that you can get to that you haven't come to yet, and it's deeper in the Word of God. And when the Word of God comes into you, it will dwell out of you like rivers of living water, and you can't contain it. You'll want to share it. You'll want to give it to others. Let me tell you, there's no better feeling than the love of God that will dwell out of you. And let me tell you, the people around you, they won't have to ask what happened to you. They can see it. They can feel it. It's like you're feeling the words that I'm talking to you tonight. It ain't my spirit, it's God's spirit. It ain't my words, it's God's words. It ain't me that's causing a feeling to come upon you that this takes and overwhelms you. It's the Spirit of God. And He's going to do it for me. He'll do it for you. Can you say amen tonight? Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. We got a 573 call in there. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Brother Yearwood, this is Sister Cheryl Miller in the Hartville, Poplar Bluff, Missouri area.
Praise the Lord.
My husband all fired up in the Holy Ghost on here tonight. Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Praise God. The Holy Ghost has been a-moving on this line here tonight. I tell you what, I praise God, Sister Miller, and for everything he's doing, and Brother Miller's all fired up, and I just praise the Lord for it.
Yes, amen. Now,
hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. I want to read another verse here. John 7:39. Praise God. I feel the anointing so strong that set still.
Praise God.
But this speak he, the Spirit, which they that believe on him shall receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. You know, thank God that the Holy Ghost, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus, he said it was a speed that he go away, that if he go not away, the Comforter will not come. And you know, he went back to the Father, and he prayed that the Father would send the Holy Ghost to us. And he sent the Holy Ghost to us, and praise God, to lead us and to guide us and to teach us in all the truth. And I just praise God that, you know, he's still God. And you know, John 14:16 there, it says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You know, praise God, that's what it's all about. The Holy Ghost, he will abide with us forever. You know, we don't have to worry about him leaving us and him forgetting us or forsaking us, because he'll never do that. You know, I just thank God that we can know beyond every shadow of a doubt that the Holy Ghost is a promise unto us, and he give it to us, and I just praise God for it. Praise the Lord.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I see that we've lost Brother Miller, so I think he must be still driving, and so he's lost contact with us. Maybe he'll call back in there in a minute, so... Sister Miller, the Lord give you something, just go right ahead and obey God.
Well, we know that it is Jesus Christ himself that baptizes us in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yes, amen.
He uses us ministers, but it does not come by the minister. And so many times we've, misappropriated and caused people to misunderstand by trying to get them to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
But it is a mahasakanana mahasahaya. That prerequisite is that they've repented. Hallelujah. And that they belong to Christ and they're a new creature in Christ.
Yes.
Peter said in the 38th verse of chapter 2 of Acts, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That simply means that we are baptized into Christ when we have confessed and become born again, and that it is Jesus Christ then who is the one that baptizes us in the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We get so many hang-ups that people get confused. And God is not the author of confusion.
No, he's not.
Hallelujah. He has made the scripture plain and clear. It is the enemy that comes in through sometimes a spirit of religion that causes people to get hang-ups and get confused.
Yes.
You simply must be born again.
Yes.
Through the work of the cross of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And when you have done that, you can ask him to baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. And you will receive the evidence. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
the Lord.
There is sometimes people, you know, will exhibit a tongue, but it's not of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost in you will bear witness with the Holy Ghost in me.
Mm-hmm.
He is the third person of the Trinity. He is God. Hallelujah. He's not an it. Glory to God. And he's not just some whimsical whim that comes through and little, you know, whimsical manifestations and all kinds of goofy stuff. He is real.
Yes.
He is the very fire of heaven.
Yes.
Handa da mahaya. And he will purify. And the mahasatam, when I heard my husband all fired up, Brother Yearwood, I'll tell you what. That comes from walking in the fire, going through the fire.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
We are children of the fire, and we should be able to walk in that fire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In victory through Christ Jesus in any circumstances.
Bless
hallelujah.
Praise
glory.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Lord. 508, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead, 508. Tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was just basking in the flow of the Spirit of God coming through this woman of God.
Amen.
This is Apostle Victor Abersung of our Celebration Network International, a co-host on the Blog Talk Radio Show. I just thank God for giving me the opportunity to come to be a part of this wonderful radio talk show today, and talking very much on a topic that is very vital for the times we're living in. Thank God for the woman of God speaking. It took me back to the book of Genesis. Adam did not need the Holy Ghost. He was in the holy presence of God. We call it Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, because there was a departure, there was a kabod, there was a total removal of the presence of God. That was why Adam was naked. Today we have the dressing, we have DC, all kinds of names. It was nothing but one name, the glory of the Most High, overshadowed.
Yeah.
If a little bit took place when Mary was yielded to God, it said the Spirit of the Highest will overshadow you. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, can we let the Spirit of the Highest overshadow us today? Thank God, man of God, Reverend Yearwood and Sister Betty, for bringing this topic along, coming after the issue of born again and repentance. See, that's what we need today. There is a recession because God faced a recession from us. We are facing the recession from heaven, whereas heaven has faced a recession from the earth. What's that? What do I mean by that? Recession is a state of decline. See, we're so declined. Even in the church of God, I hope somebody's hearing now to drop religiosity. As a woman of God said, this is not a religious thing. This is not glossolalia. Trying to make up a cajole and a language. This is power through the presence of God that you can feel him moving in you. Something in the inside is moving on the outside. That's what this is all about. I won't take a lot of time because I want to make space for other nuggets to come in. And I'm gonna go share a few verses 7 to 11 on John 16, just as I come back again. It is wonderful. Open up. Let not religion keep you. If you don't have power, you're not gonna leave, because God, even churches that do not welcome the full emancipation of the Holy Spirit of God, will be closing their doors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, they will be closing their doors. If you're such an one, just keep your door open. First of all, your heart, open up. Let not what you've been told, that the Holy Ghost has been taken and he's gone. Well, if he's gone, then the world comes to an end. But he's not. He's here. He's here.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come back again.
Okay.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Appreciate that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
You know, Sister Miller, I was just thinking, last week you quoted the same scripture just after I had just read it. You come back tonight and you done the same thing. I tell you, I believe God is trying to tell somebody out there in radio land, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God.
Woo.
Same verse.
Yes.
I'm going to read it again. Acts 2:38. Just remember, in verse 37, they asked a question, and Peter gave them the answer. Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then on down in 39, he said, this is a promise unto you and to your children, for all many as our Lord God shall call. You know, that is a gift. That's the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I'm glad that Peter stood up and told them, hey, these people not drunk on wine as you suppose. This has only been the third hour of the day, but this is the Holy Ghost. This is something that Jesus said, I'll go back and sit down to the right hand side of the Father, but I'll pray that he'll send you another comforter, and he'll lead you and guide you and teach you into all the truth, and that he will be the Holy Ghost. I'm glad, praise God, he made a statement that it's a he. It's a man. It's a person. And like a while ago, it's not it or it's not just something else, but it is the one that has all power.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I've got some things right here I'm going to ask Sister Betty to read. Now, this is just some of the things that you can receive after you receive power, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
The Holy Ghost is the ministry to Christians, a quickening agent. John 6:63. The Holy Ghost is the source of power. Romans 15:19. The Holy Ghost guides in all the truth. John 16:13. The Holy Ghost teaches. 1 Corinthians 2:13, the Holy Ghost gives hope. Romans 15:13, the Holy Ghost gives joy. Romans 14:17, the Holy Ghost is the comforter. Acts 9:31, the Holy Ghost sanctifies. Romans 15:16, the Holy Ghost leads. Romans 8:14, the Holy Ghost is a witness. Hebrews 10:15. The Holy Ghost bears witness. Romans 8:16.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's a lot of things. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying that he does just for us. That's why that we need it. And we get the Holy Ghost, we can have the peace, we can have the comfort, we can have the joy, we can have the love, we can have whatever that we need. Just go to him and say, Holy Ghost, you've got it. And you're going to have to give it to me. Praise God.
Yes.
He'll bring it to us.
Yes.
Whenever we receive it. I'm glad, praise God, in 1975 I received it. I've not been the same since then, but
hallelujah.
Made mistakes and failed, but I've always had a comforter right there to reach down and get me by the hand and just pick me up and say, come on, Lloyd, let's just go a little bit further. And praise God, you know, he's always there to give me the peace to know that everything, hallelujah, is okay.
Yes.
Just got to go to him and talk to him. And I thank God for it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask Tim to come on and sing a song now. So, you know, just bear with us, and we'll be right back in a minute. Just keep your mind up on the Lord and just pray in whatever the Lord gives you. When we come back, you can feel free to obey God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Been bound up tight, trouble and chains, time to stop my fight. Ain't nobody gonna go my bail. Old devil's jailer's right outside my cell. I'm not silent, I'll never be caught. They found the only way to shake those walls. They didn't make a break in that midnight.
But when he went in there, he had heart out of rhythm, diabetes is out of order, fluid built up around his heart, but he stayed for 8 days, and the Lord gave him a miracle, and he got out and went home. But I talked to him this evening there, and they said, he was telling me that the doctor said that he had 20% of his heart was on thing was working. So he wants everybody to be praying for him, and he prayed there. He said he want to thank everybody that did pray for him that he was able to get out of the hospital. Of course, we want to remember Brother and Sister Miller. Sister Cheryl's on there with us now, and Brother Miller was on there. The Cherry was on there, and we lost Tim Summers. He's out there driving, I think, tonight. And young boy, Gary, is 15 years old, and he had an aneurysm on the brain, and he was unconscious for several days, and he come to there for a little while, and then Friday morning there, he had a heart attack, so he's back out now, not responding to nobody. A woman named Barbara, she needs a miracle, and needs, she's also, I think, on the ventilator, and she needs salvation. And our brother-in-law, Clarence Norris, he's still needing a miracle from God. Sister Cheryl Downs needs a healing in the neck. And all the ones that is lost need salvation. We want to remember them. We want to remember Miracle Valley, Arizona, Brother and Sister Harder. And want to remember Brother Bobby Bryant there. He's needing a bus. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and pray for them and take them before the Lord. And we'll get right back into our Bible talk show then. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, as we come before you right now, God, we speak these things, Father, and Lord, we bring them to you, God. You see every one of them, God. You see the need, Lord, of each one of them. Father, we just ask you, God, that you will
make our prayers known to you,
Lord, that you will move upon
ones that you created for divine purpose.
Filled with the Holy Ghost and they spake with word of God with boldness. You know, that's what I was thinking, what I was saying there a while ago about Peter, whenever he stood out there and spoke before the people and told them, said, hey, they're not drunk on wine as you suppose. It's only been the third hour of the day. Now, he had boldness after the Holy Ghost come up on him to be able to stand out there. And before that, you know, he was scared. You know, he even cursed and swore that he didn't even know Jesus whenever they said, hey, there's one of them. They didn't know him. But, you know, after the Holy Ghost come up on him, he received boldness. And, you know, that's the way we are today. Whenever the Holy Ghost come up on us, that's what it's all about. He'll give us power and he'll give us boldness that we're able to stand and speak to the world about Jesus, you know, and tell them, hey, he is the Messiah. He's the one that's going to come back one day and get his own. And, you know, I'm looking forward, hallelujah, for him coming back just to get his people, praise God, that's made themselves ready and's looking for him. There's a lot of people out there today that's claiming that they're ready and claiming that they're a Christian, but they don't have the fruits showing it. They don't have the power showing them. They don't have the language. Don't have the talk. And don't have the dress code. They don't have nothing to compare to what God's Word said for us to be like to get into the kingdom of God. But the devil has got people's eyes blinded to where that they think that they can just do all these things and still be all right. But I'm telling them tonight, praise God, that they need boldness and they need the power of the Holy Ghost to move upon them and that'll speak for them and they can speak the words of God with boldness whenever they receive the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Go ahead, one of us. Obey God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I promise to take us back to the book of John, chapter 16. And now that we are seeing what we are seeing, I said, God has suffered recession. So he said, you guys suffer, do not depreciate. And here is a point where God said, for the reason of the Holy Spirit, his threefold, the threefold work of the Holy Spirit. In John 16, 7, from 7. Nevertheless, tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away.
Yes.
For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. There are people who say the Comfort of the Holy Spirit is gone. Jesus says,
yes.
I go, he comes. And
yes.
He come to us. He's not coming to float around. He doesn't want believers just be open, become a canon, a custodian of the Spirit of the Highest. Number 8, and when he is come, this is what he does. He will reprove the world of sin. People have become so calloused and more so even in the church of God that was supposed to be tender. Now we'll become like the thick skin of an elephant. Even the arrow of the word of God can't penetrate. But in the name of Jesus, God, by his spirit, will pierce through even the stubbornest heart in Jesus' name. So he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
Yes.
Amen.
Now judgment is passing on. Reproving must have taken place. People don't want to hear.
Amen.
People don't want to give their ears to sound doctrine.
No.
And because of that, judgment cometh.
Yes,
and to produce righteousness. No, okay, after sin should be righteousness. After righteousness, nobody is doing anything, then judgment. So more so starting from the house. Of God, the church of God, because the church has really failed God. And
yes.
I tell folks in some of my broadcasts, I said, if you can find any person who professes is a believer, go get them and beat them up because they are the one who are causing you to resent. Look at what happened to Jonah. Jonah got into that ship going to Tarshish. Portugal.
Yes.
That he even caused trouble to the people. And they realized, oh, you guys, you. And then he said, what do we do with you? Throw them away. So I think they should come after us to train us and tell us that we should be up and running, not up and just down and sitting.
Amen.
Number 9, of sin, because they believe not on me. The judgment, conviction of sin, and of righteousness, because I go to my Father. A way has been set, a thoroughfare has been created, so it will be a free flow. People will think, oh, I can't connect with heaven. Heaven is even wanting to connect with somebody tonight, and my Father, and see you no more. Of number 11, of judgment. This is the one of the greatest things. If we would take sides with the Holy Ghost, we will bring Satan down in all his ramifications. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is being judged. This
yeah.
was then that he has been judged and
yeah.
condemned. Jesus
yeah.
says he's being put under his feet for the sake of the church. But how is the church lifting up their foot off of the head of the serpent? No wonder he's biting people here and there. Number 12, and I have yet many things to say. Many who do not want to give heed to the sound doctrine, Jesus said, there are many things to say. Some things you may not have known, something you may have known. Some of us are shutting down the door from the knowing that we're supposed to know from what we have known before. You say, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Nevertheless, now we go. When the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you unto all truth. Many of us are wondering for what, how to discover what is next, what is going to happen. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. How many of us are finding it difficult right now to say, okay, I don't know what to do. I lost my job. This is time for invention. This is time for the church, Spirit-filled church, to begin to get up and begin to project Jesus in the marketplace. Yeah. Look at what the people create. They create these things and label them with the name of a demonic spirit, and we're buying them. Why not, people, now get out. You lost your job. You say, God, give me what to do now. And many inventions came out of when recession hit the ground. Peanut butter came out when somebody thought George Washington Carver said, okay, I don't know, we have too much peanuts. Something got to be done. Come on now. Somebody will pick up a gun and say, because I lost my job and started killing you. And not, that's grotesque. It's when things go bad, we switch.
Yeah.
And we are people of the kingdom. We can switch to heaven and get supply from heaven when things
yes.
are bad on earth.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Good word. Good reading.
Yes,
good
that
word.
Was good.
God. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what's wrong with the church world today. They don't want to hear sound doctrine. A lot of them
that's right.
take anything else besides the sound doctrine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's going to take the sound doctrine to get us into the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. You don't
Amen.
Want to go, people don't want to go to the kingdom sound. The kingdom won't take anything less than sound.
Amen.
Amen. Mm. Praise God. You know, in the last days, the scripture says that they'd heed to themselves teachers having itch and ears.
Mm.
And you know, I believe that we're right there today. These people will... Well, I'm going to use something other that our pastor said here a few days back. You know, if you got the money, you can hear what you want to hear.
Ooh.
You get in a lot of these churches, if you got the money, you pat the pastor on the back a little bit and throw him a few dollars, well, he'll preach you whatever you want to hear.
That's right.
But when it comes right down to the sound doctrine, you know, they don't want to hear that. Because it's a little bit rough on them. It'll scorch their hide. It'll cause them to have to turn around and live a different lifestyle from what they're living. But I thank God today that I tell you what, this Holy Ghost is something that that is needful. And as we read last week, it said that in the last day he'd pour his spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters shall young men would dream dreams, and the young men shall see visions, and the old men shall dream dreams, and the sons and the daughters shall prophesy. And you know, that's where we're at today. I believe that God is using us today to let us know that we're in the last days, that we can look around and we can see all of this stuff going on. I mean, teachers having ancient years. I mean, you can just about, and I'm not knocking no churches, but you can drive down the road and you can tell where the gospel's being preached and where the tickling of the ears are at.
Yes.
Of the congregations that you can look at. And I tell you what, it's time that we realize that God is still God. He ain't never changed. He's still trying to get people to come back to the Garden of Eden. And if we just only receive the power and get back into it, right here in Acts 5:32, and it says, and we are his witnesses these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, who God have given to them that obey.
Amen.
You know, we've got to obey God if we get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We can't live any way and every way and do everything that we want to do and still think that we're doing what God wants us to do and that we're filled with the Holy Ghost. You know, I don't understand how some of the people can even say that they're filled with the Holy Ghost whenever we just have to go back to the part where Sister Cheryl was speaking about there a while ago. Some people got tongues, but they ain't got the true living Holy Ghost tongues, because Satan's got a spirit out there. He can transform himself into an angel of light and deceive the very elect if possible. But thank God them that is filled with the Holy Ghost will know the difference from the false and the true, from the idols and things like that. I thank God that we can know beyond every shadow of a doubt that what is the true Spirit of God.
Oh,
praise God. And six.
No, brother,
go ahead, sister.
Brother Yearwood, God Amasatara Mahaya, God has always had a remnant.
Yes, he has.
Hallelujah. Mahasanama, those that are true, Hikanara Mahaya, and faithful, as he is true and faithful. He Kandarabosaya. And I believe we're in an hour. The spirit, hallelujah, is gone forth like a plumb line. He Kombrabashika Mahaye Inderiyamakoya. And that which is true and real is going to become more and more apparent, just like cream rising to the top of fresh milk. And I know what the brother was saying earlier, that there are going to be doors closing, but some will be left open with Ichabod written over the door.
Yes.
Still operating in the gifts, but they're stuck worshiping their sacred cows, so to speak, their religiosity. He kamatahaya. But that remnant, hallelujah, God has always chosen to work through his church. Hallelujah. He kamatahaya. And those that choose to be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. He tandadamahasikamatahaya. Those he will use, hallelujah, to fill all the earth with that knowledge of the glory of the Lord. And it is to deliver us from evil. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he kamahoshatabahaya.
Hallelujah. Okay.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. 573, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Evangelist Miller again. I finally got me a signal. Durden, Arkansas. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I looked over and seen you was gone. We've had church since you've been gone, brother.
Well, I was having church in my truck by myself, but I didn't know it.
Amen.
But, praise the Lord. Anyway, we managed to get us a signal, and we're sitting here. We was driving down the road praising the Lord anyway after I realized I'd lost my signal. And anyway, I said, well, I'll drive till I get a signal. And I kept driving and kept driving. I never did get a signal. I said, Lord, there must be somebody else on here that's supposed to speak instead of me. So I got back on here to see who it was, and it was my wife talking. So
yeah,
I guess sometimes I'm supposed to be quiet and listen, maybe. Praise God.
We got Brother Victory in there, too, and he'd give us a great.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Awesome
praise
word.
Praise the Lord, Brother Mila.
Praise
awesome word.
Good to hear your
Amen.
Voice.
Another
Amen.
One.
Amen, I
yes,
I just
saying
because we don't have more time.
Yes.
Yeah. We got another.
I done stopped. I had to stop. I didn't want to lose my signal again.
Amen. We're glad that you did there. We've got another verse here, Acts 6 and 3. Wherefore, brother, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, filled full of the Holy Ghost and witness who and wisdom who we may appoint over this business. You know, today whenever we're studying about this and looking at this, you know how many churches today look out for seven men that's filled with the Holy Ghost mm-hmm. and with wisdom and got a good report to take care of the business of the churches. You know, I tell you, I know churches, and not knocking those churches, but I've seen them just grab them up just about, say, off from the street and everywhere else and put them in for deacons and everything else, but they don't have the standard that God's Word said, and I wonder what are they going to do whenever they stand before the Lord on that day, whenever, and I'm not a judge, but I know what the Scripture says, and I know that people are going to have to come up to the standard of God's Word.
That's right.
And we need to
yes.
pick them out.
Amen.
Field, you know, our Acts 6 and 3, it said, "Wherefore, brother, look." So that look, that means search them out. Ye out among you seven men of honest report, filled full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, who we may appoint over this business. And God's wanting people that is honest, straight, and clear, and filled with the Holy Ghost to take over his business, to watch over it, take care of it, and make sure that it's run right.
Mm.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
I'd add to that, but we ain't got time. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. We got one minute left now, but go ahead there, Brother Miller.
Well, I don't know what all was heard a while ago, because I preached a long time after I lost my signal, but you know, we serve such a God that a lot of people are trying to walk in offices that they was not called to walk in. I mean, we got people trying to walk in positions that just they're not qualified. God didn't call them to do that. And that's what's wrong with a lot of churches right now. You got too much activity that's not God involved. I mean,
Amen.
You know, it's just like I remember when little David, I mean, we serve a God, I mean, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And God, I mean, rose up in little David. He slew a bear and he slew a lion, but people were trying to call other people to go slew the giant. But God didn't want other people to slew the giant. He wanted David because he knew David was able. David walked with him day and night. David was of his spirit, of his presence constantly. And as they tried to put another man's armor on it, it wouldn't fit. And as they called out one brother, he wasn't one. He called out another brother. He wasn't the one. And after everybody that they went through, they finally got to little David. And let me tell you about the God we serve. God come up on little David. He went and picked out five smooth stones. It wasn't David that picked them out. It was the Spirit of God that lived in David. And David made a sling. It wasn't David's arm. It wasn't David's sling. It wasn't the smooth stone. It was the Spirit of God that rose up in him that caused that giant to be accurately hit in the position it needed to be placed. It was then that God rose up on David and took his head. But it wasn't David. David was just the vessel. It was God. But God placed a spirit in David to rise up and said, you know, you come with me with the spear and the sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. Can you see what I'm saying? Yes. People wanted to come and do the works, but yet they're not called to do the works. We got to get in the flow and in the Holy Ghost and hear the voice of God and walk in His presence to know what God wants.
Amen.
I could get really deep, but I know we're out of time.
Amen. Yeah, we're out of time. Our brother Victor?
Yes, sir.
Give us your time, your programs and everything there before we shut her off.
Okay. My time is Wednesdays at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the number to call into the show is 646-478-5813. 646-478-5813, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we have a prayer hotline, a conference line that anybody around the country could connect. And we pray because the Holy Ghost has given us a connecting link to the Father. It's 1-218-486-7200. 1-218-486-7200. The code is 820-444. Again, the code is 820-444. The site to get for emails, you could reach me at apostlevictor@gmail.com. And our Blog Talk Radio is www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB radio. H for Harry, O for Owen, C for Charlie, B for Bravo Radio. One word. And then all other shows will pop up, and anybody who could go there and glean from what the Lord has spoken. And then join us by the grace of God. We thank God for everyone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, and we're done gone, so we'll just tell everybody good night to everybody, and God bless you. We love you, and we'll talk to you again.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good night.
Praise. God bless you, Brother Mr. Miller. God bless you. Love you all.
God bless you.
God bless everybody, so we'll talk to you later.
Man of God, God bless you, Mr. Betty. Yes.
God bless you.